We have Jeremy Race, the CEO of Junior Achievement, here on Brian and Company in studio. Jeremy, you're in studio.
It's great to be here. This is awesome.
You all dressed up too.
Hey, only best for you.
I should have brought my A game. I got a sweatshirt on. He's got a nice little suit going. Listen, we'll have Joe Courtney on in a second. Congressman Courtney will be with us in a minute. But you got a big announcement later this morning, actually. It's at 11:15 in Vernon at BNL Industries. What's happening?
Yeah, big announcement. Thanks for having us in studio here today, and thanks to Congressman Courtney for joining. We have a big announcement. We have a press conference to share that Junior Achievement is receiving a $12.5 million contract from the federal government, Department of Defense, to launch a program around building the talent pipeline for the submarine manufacturing industry, which is in dire need of help. So over the next 5 years, Brian, we're going to help get more than 60,000 K-12 students interested, excited, inspired about jobs in submarine and maritime manufacturing.
So how does that work? Like, how do you, I mean, this is to the national, there are junior achievements all over the country, right?
Correct, yep.
And I mean, I don't know, some states have multiple, correct?
Correct.
And so you get this hunk of money, but obviously we have Electric Boat and we have the Virginia class submarines getting built here. You don't have to tell me how the sausage gets made, but like when you find out how much your money you're going to get, how do you figure out what to do with it?
Yeah, I mean this money will drive real results, and that's really important. I mean, we're gonna run programs. The program's gonna pilot in Connecticut and Rhode Island, obviously, because we have Electric Boat here, and we have tons of manufacturers here in this area.
Are you gonna go to high school? Are you gonna target high school kids or like career changers? Like, where does it
go? Great question. So actually, the focus of our work is gonna be, especially early on, is gonna be mostly K-6, maybe some
that early.
And that was important to the Department of Defense because they're looking at this as not just a short-term play, but a long-term solution. So if we can get 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds interested in submarine manufacturing, then down the road, then we're really making a difference in the talent pipeline.
Yeah, Congressman Courtney also joining us here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Congressman.
So, you have this news conference in Vernon later this morning, and, you know, the $12-plus million is going to a couple different places. But I'm just curious from, like, an appropriation standpoint, how do you go about getting this money?
So if you go back to 2018, myself and Congressman Langevin from Rhode Island, who represents Quantapoint area, or did at the time, I mean, it was pretty clear that the bow wave of work was going to be not just like a sort of, you know, manageable 1 or 2 year sort of hiring effort, but that this is going to go into the 30s and really early 40s, 2040s. And so the submarine industrial base account, which is a separate line item from procurement, we started pretty modestly at that point with about $20 or $30 million into the budget, and the last 2 years Congress has actually appropriated about $2 billion per year to go into this effort.
12.5 sounds small now.
Yeah, no, it does. But I mean, honestly, it's about supply chain, and we're going to be at a BNL Industries, which is one of those great companies that supplies into the system in Connecticut, but also into developing, going back even to K-12 schools, the pathways, the career pathways for people to meet the hiring demand. And that's exactly what Junior Achievement has stepped up and done, and I'm really excited about this effort.
Yeah, I mean, talk a little bit about that. I mean, when we were in studio, must have just like a week ago, you know, we sort of focused on sort of high school grads and career changers and the like, but the concept of really opening this up to the eyes of our children who are even younger makes a lot of sense.
It does, because manufacturing has kind of been a dirty word, for decades,
and
which is really unfortunate. If you look at the percentage of the U.S. workforce in manufacturing, it's less than 15% today. At the height of the Cold War, when we had the last buildup in terms of Navy shipbuilding, and at that time, it was over 30%. So, we're almost reconstructing a workforce in an industrial base with this type of effort.
Well, the funny thing is, and either of you can react to it, when I was growing up, the college was the assumed track I would take. And it's like, oh, if you can't go to college, then you got to find something else to do. And now I've sort of shifted. I think the mentality has shifted a little bit. And I hope even more that I talked about there are fewer paths to a middle class lifestyle, and the trades and these kind of jobs offer so much security, and the earnings are much better than they've ever been. So I think the perception change is super important, because these are pathways to middle class lifestyles.
It is, and I we just had a new metal trades contract that was signed earlier this year, which, again, is the biggest wage and benefit increase in ages down at the shipyard. But that ripples out, as I said, to even the other firms that are essential to making this happen. And, you know, again, the curriculum shift that's happening in schools already, but what the Junior Achievement's going to do is accelerate that shift, is really about making people understand manufacturing is not dirty and dangerous, and that actually you can support yourself and a family.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, one of the beautiful things about this project, this program, is that, you know, the plan is to also increase educators and parents' knowledge about salaries, benefits, career opportunities within the submarine maritime manufacturing ecosystem. So I think that's equally important, Brian, because, you know, it's one thing to get the kids excited, but if their parents aren't going to be supportive, or if teachers aren't going to be supportive, then it might stop. That excitement might stop. So we hope to break down those barriers and open up more possibilities.
It's really smart. I mean, I'm not just blowing smoke because you're here and we have a relationship. I mean, because I'm a parent, and, you know, and I have three kids, and they all are probably going in three different directions. And I had a lot of preconceived notions of what my kids would do when I started my family. And I've had to, you know, sort of adjust those. And it's like, to give that to parents, I think, makes a lot of sense, because for young kids, they drive it sometimes with the really young kids. I just really quickly, we're with Congressman Joe Courtney and with Jeremy Race, CEO of Junior Achievement. A lot of people that are listening out there don't know what you do. So can you just quickly tell people what actually Junior Achievement is?
Sure. I mean, we're in the business of helping change lives and get kids excited about their futures and teach them the basics they need to know about financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. So we're really helping them find success, find that pathway, right? So this project fits perfectly in that career preparedness and career inspiration zone, for sure.
Listen, Congressman Courtney, you know, we talk about when we were together, and oftentimes about how sort of Electric Boat's desperation to fill the now. And so this is a nice balance for the longer term. How just update us on how are we on the now side of things with them trying to fill up their roster of employees.
Sure. So again, last year, as we talked, it was 5,300 hires, and the retention rate was over 80%, which is also a great number. This year so far, over 3,000 hires. There's about 785 openings this morning. My office, we watch it like a box score, and again, if you just look at where they're going, it's 23,000 strong in terms of the total workforce between Connecticut and Quonset Point, and the projections they're shooting for probably over the next 5 to 10 years is to get that number up to 33,000. So again, this is a generational event that's happening, and again, Junior Achievement, going back to junior kids, I mean, is going to be part of it, because, you know, by the time they hit that 33,000 number, these kids are going to be, in their 20s.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get hit with a great retirement thing again. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to be able to avoid that. Congressman, hopefully you get to see Jeremy and the crew later this morning. We appreciate the time, and have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. Right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman Joe Courtney joining us here on Brian and Company. You get a sort of a pulse. I mean, kids are frustrating. You got kids. I mean, how are kids responding to this stuff with the work you do? I mean, are you encouraged by the Connecticut kid, or they need more inspiration? Like, where are we with our guys?
How much time do we have, Brian?
No, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, because you see it on the ground, you know what I mean? You're trying to, like, your whole job in life is to help these kids. And I wonder what the perspectives are of these kids, because we deal with technology. Kids aren't reading. I deal with it in my own household.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely optimistic. I mean, honestly, I mean, I think what the work we do, and I'm not just saying this because I work there. I mean, I really believe, I've been there for 22 years, Brian.
You had a lot of hair when we started.
I did. yours still looks good, by the way.
Thanks.
These kids are craving this kind of stuff. They, regardless of what community they're from, whether they're from affluent communities, urban, rural, suburban, doesn't matter. Kids want to be inspired. Like, they're waiting for some of the stuff to come in. So the beauty of this, a program like this, Brian, is we're going to bring mentors in, volunteers from the industry, from Electric Boat, from the manufacturers, from the Navy, right? And they're going to inspire these kids, right? There's a great stat. I know people throw stats around, but 51% of JA students end up going into the career or industry of their JA mentor or volunteer.
No way.
So that's why this is so powerful. So
we're not doing any radio interns.
We brought some kids in here.
I know. Bad idea. No, that's a great statistic. So it's really important, like, what kind of people you bring in, too. Right. And I think it's a phenomenal stat. So today at B&L Industries in Vernon, you'll be joining the congressman, and obviously not all 12.5 million will funnel its way to Connecticut, but a good portion will. It's good to see you twice in 1 week.
Good to see you.
Yeah, Jeremy Race, again, CEO of Junior Achievement, joining us here on Brian & Company.